Paul and Hannah McClure with Reign Above It All. And it is true, God does indeed reign over everything. This is Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth. It is 6:11, and it's time to ask that question that we love so much here on Mornings with Ryan and Beth. What day is it?
What day is it? I'm
always puzzled.
I just need clarity. Every day, you've heard me have struggle with the days of the week. I just need to know, what day is it? So we come up with a list. Mm-hmm. So there are holidays every day of the year. So many holidays. Holidays galore. So today, I had a bunch to pick from. Pick two that are real. Two real holidays worthy of celebration.
Okay.
Maybe. And then I made one up, which could also be worthy of celebration. It's just not real. Mm-hmm. So Beth and you are going to try to guess which is the fake day that Ryan made up.
Okay.
We got National Chocolate Hobnob Day.
Chocolate Hobnob
Day. Chocolate Hobnob Day celebrates the beloved British biscuit, which that's a cookie. British people call cookies biscuits. It's a thing.
But hobnob?
Yeah.
Hobnob.
It's a cookie that's equal parts crunchy oat goodness and smoothie chocolate topping. Apparently
that's a hobnob.
Apparently invented in the 1980s. Yeah, I think it's like basically a chocolate-covered shortbread thing. Except no, it's made with oatmeal. So it's made with oatmeal. Anyway.
A chocolate-covered oatmeal shortbread biscuit.
I think it's interesting that the holiday has crossed the pond, but the cookie hasn't.
What are you trying to say?
I don't know. National Chocolate Hobnob Day. I think there'd be more of them around. I don't know.
Okay. Fun.
And then we have World Bamboo Day.
Bamboo.
I do know what that is.
Bamboo.
Bamboo's fun.
Okay.
You take a section of it and toss it in the fire. Run.
Really?
Because there's air and water in there, and so it explodes.
Oh.
Makes a nice firework sound.
Okay.
Anyway.
You have done this.
I have.
Okay. Great.
It was fun.
All right.
And then National Cheeseburger Day.
Cheeseburger Day.
Yeah.
This is ringing a bell.
Well, we did have Double Cheeseburger Day. Was it yesterday or the day before? But we had Double Cheeseburger Day this week.
Not too long ago.
Apparently the cheeseburger days fall on the same week, or do they?
Or do they? So, okay.
Double cheese. You know, the single cheeseburger is good, too.
Well, I do know that because that was my dinner last night.
Yeah.
I made myself a delicious cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Like with all the fixings. And it's rare I do that.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I was talking the other day how much I wanted that sirloin cheeseburger. I finally did it. And it cooked just right. Had the nice cheese.
Yeah.
Had lettuce, barbecue sauce, even put bacon on it. Thank you very much.
It's hard. I mean, cheeseburger is one of those meals that I think I can make at home just as good as I can get at a restaurant.
Yes.
Because I mean, there's not much to it.
And that was the argument that I won.
Yeah.
I argued with myself and I won.
Yeah.
Which also meant that I lost, too.
Just because you had to make it.
Yeah. It's like, I'm so tired. I just go through the drive-thru and get a cheeseburger. And it's like, why? You have everything at home to make one.
Okay.
I mean, I even had buns that had like sesame seeds on and everything.
Nice. Very good.
Very good. Yeah. So
anyway, National Cheeseburger Day.
So I'd be bummed if that was today because I had the cheeseburger yesterday.
Oh, you can't have another one?
I could. I could, I suppose. Okay.
On a bamboo plate with a chocolate hobnob dessert, you got a meal here.
I don't have bamboo or hobnob. I'm sorry. Okay. I could see bamboo. I mean, yes. I could see this. The hobnob. This is odd to me. But the fact that it is an oddity does not stop a thing in this game.
No, it doesn't.
It does not at all.
It's what makes it possible for me to do this.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, I wish I could call my British friend right now and just ask.
Is your British friend the same as my British friend?
Very possible. Yeah. I'm looking at my clock, at my watch here. Okay. I have to pick one. I am going to say, you made up National Cheeseburger Day.
You're wrong.
Oh,
today is National Cheeseburger Day.
Okay.
I don't know why they do it the same week as Double Cheeseburger, but they do.
All right.
Same day.
It's just a whole cheeseburger festival.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It says, Wikipedia says, adding cheese to hamburgers became popular in the mid-20s and 1930s. What, did they not know how to do it before then? It's just put a piece of cheese on it.
Yeah. It's logical.
Eh.
I mean, what would you add to a cheeseburger besides cheese?
Yeah. I mean, you got all the ketchup and stuff. Okay, I'm hungry. Forget this.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Let's stop looking at the cheeseburger. That's a day. That's today.
Tapioca comes to mind, and I don't know why. It's early. All right. So either bamboo or hobnob.
The tapioca burger?
I don't know.
What is that?
Well, I thought, okay, my mind went cheese, cottage cheese. No. What do I hate more than cottage cheese? Tapioca. There we go. That's where my brain went.
We were trying to leave the cheeseburger behind, and then you said that. Okay.
Behind. Bamboo or hobnobs?
Bamboo or hobnob?
Oh. All right. I'm going to say you made up National Chocolate Hobnob Day. I should have gone with the oddity.
It was pretty odd today.
Yeah. So please tell me.
Have I mentioned to you that I've been watching the British baking show lately?
Well, yeah, you have. You have.
Yeah, they had a challenge where they all had to make hobnobs, and we're like, what's a hobnob?
Really?
It's a cookie covered in chocolate, basically, and it's like an oatmeal cookie. Oh. They look delicious, but yeah.
Okay.
So
I will remember this for the next several weeks, that you are watching a British baking show.
Just to see if any more odd British food sneaks into this.
Wow. Wow.
So, yeah. National Chocolate Hobnob. And then there's also like a layer of caramel in there. I mean caramel, because it's British.
Oh, caramel.
Caramel. Yes. Mm. Anyway, so have fun with your bamboo today, World Bamboo Day, and then get yourself a cheeseburger.
Get a cheeseburger.
And forget all about whatever else I did there. Here's Amaze from Cutlass, Skinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.